Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Okay, I got it wrong with Dean Martin last time. I thought it was Bing Crosby. I thought it was everyone except Dean Martin. That, I will tell you, was Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry. And Sean's shaking his head. Yes, I got that one right. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who is busy getting his picture taken with Santa tonight. He'll be back in January. Until then, I'll be sitting in the chair keeping you company for 4 hours. Most nights, we're taking the odd night off here and there. Over the holidays, but I'll be here straight through till I think it's February 5th or 6th, something like that. And looking forward to it, spending that time with you. Now, I saw an article the other day in the New York Post that grabbed my eye. And the headline is, "People shocked that 12 Days of Christmas lyric may not mean what they think." I thought it was a pretty straightforward song. So I sought out the subject of the article, Dr. Anna Hughes, who joins me now via Zoom. Dr. Hughes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Richard?
Good, good. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to talk birds.
So, well, you have a PhD in astrophysics, not Christmas carols. So tell me how you got interested in looking at the entomology of this song.
Sure. I want to stress that I'm not an expert here. I was just in the airport and they were playing this song and I'm thinking, like, how many birds is this true love receiving over the course of the 12 days? It's too many birds. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get some accurate numbers. I wanted to know if, you know, for example, they get one partridge in a pear tree just on the first day, or are they getting a partridge in the pear tree every day in addition to all the other birds, you know? So I Googled this and I see an answer and it says, well, it depends on whether or not you count the five golden rings. And I was like, excuse me? The five golden rings?
Which we assume.
I went down this hole of there seems to be some debate over whether it's five literal golden rings or if five golden rings is a reference to some pheasants. There's a ring-necked pheasant and a golden pheasant that would make it about even more birds, bringing this total of too many birds up to way too many birds.
Well, way too many birds. So this song dates back to about 1780. Did you go that deep? Did you do that deep a dive into what this is all about?
I knew roughly late 1700s. Mm-hmm. I didn't look too carefully into it. And again, my expertise is in a completely different area. I'm just a person who wanted to know about why so many birds are being received.
Well, it appeared in a 1780 children's book called Mirth Without Mischief. And some sources allege the song actually starts on December 25th and leads all the way to the Epiphany on January 5th. So tell us a little bit more, if you can. And we say you're not an expert in birds. You are actually an expert in quantum machine learning. And perhaps we can talk about that just after we get through this. But like, what's a ring-necked pheasant? Is that just a regular pheasant?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I think it is a pheasant that originally came from China, and I'm not sure when it was introduced to Europe, but it made its way over at some point. So I know it would have been in Europe at the time of the song being written.
And were you surprised when this kind of blew up? Because this would have been something that you were sitting in an airport. It was just kind of a bit of fun. You tweet about it a little bit, and then it kind of blew up. I mean, I'm reading about it in the New York Post. So that must have taken you by surprise.
It was shocking. So I've had just a couple tweets get kind of big over the years, and I usually get overwhelmed when they start getting more than like 500 people retweeting it. So I just mute it to try to get away from it all because it's just too much getting feedback from so many people. And then I started having friends send me this New York Post article being like, Anna, what are you doing in here? Oh, wow. This blew up. So it was really shocking after, you know, just a Google looking for why this song involves so many birds.
And is this something that typically just the idea, I guess, because you are a PhD in astrophysics and you specialize in quantum machine learning, you must be a curious person. So this couldn't be the first thing that you've tried to Google and tweet about. What do you think it was about this particular thing that really caught fire?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people want to know what I want to know, which is, why is this person giving their true love so many birds? You know, I think it comes from just listening to the song and picturing receiving, you know, 100, 200 birds over the course of 12 days. It's overwhelming. And now you learn there's more birds that are being given to you. I think it's just a ridiculous scenario, and it's made more ridiculous by five golden rings just being some more birds.
There are seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and one partridge in a pear tree. So that is a lot of birds. And so the question is, do you get that every day, or do you not? So it could be hundreds of birds. That's a lot of birds. You're right. On Twitter, people said things like, I read this out loud to my partner, and he shouted, no, as if I had just told him Christmas was canceled forever. And someone else says, I'm starting to think this, quote, true love is just a cat bringing their kills back to their owner's porch.
That's perfect.
Yep, yep.
I have an indoor cat, but I'm sure if he was an outdoor boy, he would be bringing me presents all the time.
Absolutely, and not just at Christmas. So what is quantum machine learning? Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah, totally different area. So I did my PhD in astrophysics, and I've since transitioned into quantum machine learning. So this has been something I've been doing for the past year or two. So essentially, it's like typical machine learning, but you incorporate a quantum computer or quantum-inspired algorithm for part of the computation. So quantum computers are just fundamentally different from classic computers. They have some promising results so far that show that they could be a lot faster at computations, but they're also really noisy and in early stages. So right now with machine learning, we can see that maybe there's a little bit of an advantage that can come from incorporating a quantum computer, but it's in still a very exploratory research stage, and we're just trying to learn what they can do and what they will be able to do as we control that noise from them.
And this timeline, I assume, is years, or is it months, or what sort of time frame are we looking at?
Yeah, you know, I have been hearing for 5 to 10 years that it's just another 5 to 10 years for quantum computers to be ubiquitous. So I'm really hesitant to put a timeline on it, but if I had to, I would tell you 5 to 10 years.
And how did you get interested in astrophysics?
Yeah, great question. When I was an undergrad, I actually started college studying philosophy, and I did physics on the side.
That's
and
a
I
leap,
thought physics
yeah.
is a lot of fun. Yeah, sort of solid, similar. It's just trying to understand the world around me. But I started looking into career prospects with a physics degree versus a philosophy degree. And I had to say, you know, it looks a little bit more promising to get that physics degree. So I did end up pursuing physics. And as an undergraduate, I got to do some research with data from the Kepler Space Telescope.
Wow.
And I was just like, this is incredible. I would love to continue doing this research on space-related stuff. And so I did. And it doing my master's and my PhD in astrophysics was a fantastic time. And in my current role in quantum computing, I'm actually able to do some astrophysics research as well, but using quantum machine learning algorithms, which has been really awesome, a colliding of two different worlds.
It really is. And when you refer to philosophy and the job prospects, it was Steve Martin, the comedian, who also has a degree in philosophy. And he said, with philosophy, you learn just enough to screw you up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, perfect.
It is perfect. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Jean-Paul Sartre said, hell is other people. And I think about that all the time.
Well, I love, we just have a minute left, but I love that, you know, this conversation, somewhere out there, there are young girls and young women who are listening to this and thinking STEM is a way to go. Astrophysics is a way to go for me. I can do this and make a living.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is it's difficult to stay in astrophysics. There's not a ton of career prospects, but if you do the jump into tech like I did, there's a ton of prospects and it's really fun.
Well, Anna, thank you so much. What a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for this kind of quirky, unusual story. We'll do a deeper dive maybe over Christmas and see if we can find out exactly how many birds the 12 days of Christmas represents. I love it. Thank
Keep
you so
posted.
Much. I will.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. That was Dr. Anna Hughes, astrophysicist in quantum machine learning and a fan of Christmas carols. Stay with me. Lots more to come.